Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. It's our Tulane Tuesday segment with the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Sumrall. Tulane Tuesday is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next day delivery throughout South Louisiana. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Congratulations on a win Saturday against Florida Atlantic.
Appreciate you. Always good to be with y'all. Yeah, glad to get the win on Saturday for homecoming. It was a hard-fought game. Those guys are talented. Man, they throw the ball over the yard. Had our work cut out for us.
Coach, you kind of gave a little bit of a verbal scolding to your team that we are middle-of-the-road team. You know, we're an average team right now. Man, I've heard that before. I got coaches in my family. I know you're trying to get that message across of, hey, the season's not over. Get your focus right and make sure that we're not making these dumb mistakes over and over and over again.
Yeah, look, as soon as you get comfortable and complacent and casual, man, you're getting yourself set up to do something stupid. So I just want to make sure our guys understand I'm going to call out maybe our issues or maybe our where we're not quite maximizing who we can be and where we're maybe having lapses. Look, I'm not saying we got a bad team. I like our team. I like coaching our team. I like being around our team. They're fun to coach. But the minute anybody around here thinks that we got something like figured out or we've just arrived is going to be the minute we fall flat on our face. And we've got to remain humble, you know, and any sense of pride or arrogance that's coming into anybody's life, I'm going to make sure we stomp that out because we're not exactly just a well-oiled machine everywhere.
Yeah, and I think you said this before. We have not maximized this football team yet. Because of penalties, because of things that have happened on the field. And I think you laying that out to your team that, okay, just because we win at Memphis, the season's not over. We got a lot left to play for. And also, too, that this football team has not yet reached the potential that they could be.
No, that's right. What I would tell you is, like, last week, getting ready for the game, you know, after a big win at Memphis, I just called our guys out and said, "Hey, listen, we're 7-2. Who on the team is comfortable finishing 7-5? Who would love to finish 7-5?" Nobody raises their hand, and I'm like, "Well, good, but here's the deal: you better freaking work hard, and you better show up, and you better bring great energy and effort and enthusiasm." And the message is the same this week. Hey, we're 8-2, and the goal is to go 1-0 every week. Well, who on the team's comfortable finishing 8-4? I'm not. Now, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm not because I don't play any plays. And so I got to get these guys ready to be locked in, be dialed in to go play really high-level football on the road.
Coach, you got something at running back. Jamari McClure. He looks like he's the real McCoy, rushed for over 90 yards this past week. And for people who maybe haven't seen McClure play, a little bit of maybe a scouting profile on him.
Yeah, Jamari's about 5'10 and a half, about 200 pounds. You know, he's only playing his fourth year of organized football. He played 2 years in high school. He's from Goshen, Alabama. If you don't know where Goshen is, it's near Luverne. If you don't know where Luverne is, it's near Troy. All right, and so you got to go through nowhere to get there. But man, Jamari was a great track athlete in high school. Started playing tackle football at the high school level, really going into his junior year. And really, so it's his fourth year playing. He's really still, his developmental timeline, you know, it's unique because he hadn't been playing forever. He's got a very high ceiling. He ran a 10.6 in the 100 in high school at about 195 pounds at that time, probably 190. He still runs like that. He's a little over 200 pounds now. He's a tough kid. Really proud to see him have the type of game he had on Saturday. And like I said, I think he's got a bright future.
You know, Coach, every time we talk to you, it feels like some of these games come down to just a few different plays. And we can talk about the turnovers. If you count the turnover on downs, your defense forced 5 turnovers in this matchup against FAU. But none, I think, better necessarily than what exactly happened kind of near the end of the second quarter. And I know you, as a former linebacker, you'd love to see what Chris Rogers did. When it's 4th and goal at the 1 and, you know, FAU's trying to get back into it. It's a 21-10 game at the back end of the second quarter, and he just stuffs a potential touchdown run for a turnover on downs. And getting that kind of that play out of your linebacker, it had to fire you up.
Yeah, Chris has stepped up big. You know, Sam Howard wasn't available to go again last week. He's been limited returning from injury. I think Sam's going to be cleared to go this week. But Chris made a huge play in that goal line stand. And the turnovers, you're dead on. You get 2 fourth down stops, 3 interceptions, and a muff punt fumble recovery. So what really feels like 6 turnovers in the game. Now he threw an interception, so you go plus 5. But that goal line stop, we had back-to-back really right there before the end of the half. We had the goal line stop, brought the ball back to him, and then Isaiah Wadsworth had the pick right before the half. So we really had 2 big takeaway situations where they were threatening to score right before halftime, which was, you know, critical to us finding a way to win the game.
And then there was another kind of 4th down play, this time with Tulane's offense at the very start of the second quarter. Coach, nobody can call you passive as a head coach in how you kind of call games. And we've talked to you about this before, you know, with different games.
You called me a lot of things. Passive ain't one of them.
Yeah, right, exactly. But going forward on 4th and 6 to start the second quarter, I know when we had kind of previewed this FAU team, you had mentioned that they can throw it all over the yard, and they had almost 60 passing attempts, so you were spot on with that. But being aggressive in that situation and going for – going forward on 4th and 6, and then Retzlaff connecting for a touchdown pass to start the second quarter.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of in no man's land. It's a long field goal. The wind was kind of whipping around a little bit. By the time we let it, taking it to the quarter, we'd have been kicking into the wind a little bit. Not a crazy wind, but a 6 to 8 mile an hour wind. And so, so you're on the edge of field goal range. You're in a position where you don't really want to punt the ball because you're not going to gain that much yardage unless you pin them on the 1. And then, in a game like that, you may need to outscore the opponent because that opponent's been putting up, you know, a lot of points on everybody. And so what we did is we sent the offense back out after the start of the second quarter. And we took a look at the picture that the defensive unit presented, and we really, if we had the coverage we wanted, we were going to run the route we ran with Bryce Bohannon. If we got a coverage picture we didn't like, we would have taken a timeout there and then kicked the field goal. Got the coverage look we wanted, took the shot. Great throw by Jay, good protection by O-line, and big-time catch by Bryce Bohannon adjusting that football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Coach, hit a sore spot here, but that hit with Despany, I don't know if you got any explanation. I don't know if they do that conference-wise to tell you one way or another, but taking a look at that, come on. That's a football play. And I get it. We all want safety in the game, but that, to me, was nothing wrong with it at all.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of chest, you know, shoulder and chest contact. The explanation I was given was defenseless player and hit with the crown of the helmet with the crown being dropped. I could debate all day. I'm going to lose the debate with the conference office. Right. So, I tell you what I was most proud of with Slim. You know, a lot of times a guy may have that happen in a game, and they kind of want to pout or mope or lose their cool. Slim was his spirit, his energy, his demeanor on our sideline was fantastic the rest of the game. And he had such a positive impact on his teammates the rest of the game, in particular that safety group. And that was really cool to see because, you know, if he's a selfish guy, he's going to go in the tank or maybe lose his cool, man. He's such a team-driven guy and such a team-first player. He's been a really calming force around here in this defense, and it was neat to see his impact on the team after that game, even though he wasn't able to play. And so, you know, I think it was an honest hit. It wasn't any malicious intent. He wasn't trying to do anything to the guy that hurt him. He was just trying to go make a good football play, and he got called when he got called, and we had to live with it.
You know, it's kind of interesting, Coach, because they review the play. I mean, listen, with it happening in live action and you see the guy's head jerk back the way it did, like, I can understand calling it, but you review it and you kind of see the play, how it happened. I'm right there with you. I'm not going to let you get in trouble for this or anything like that, but it was directly to
the chest.
You're
saying it how I saw it.
Yeah, so anyway.
You're saying it how I saw it. Live, I was like.
Live and direct.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least it happened in the first half, Coach.
And on the replay, I thought, okay, we might have a chance for this thing to get overturned here because it seemed like a lot of chest contact, but. You know, they called it the way they called it. Doesn't mean I got to like it or agree with it, but we move on.
Coach, I'm going to give you a Temple story, and then I'll ask you about a little bit of a preview of what you see. My neighbor for a long time, he passed away 2 years ago, was Joe Clark. Joe actually coached over 50 years, major college football and in the NFL. He had two stints at Tulane. He coached for Jim Pittman there in the 60s, and he coached with Larry Smith and the latter part of Larry's run in the late 70s. But in between, he was at Temple for a year, and he was like, okay, I got recommended for the job by Tommy Prothro. Tommy was the UCLA coach, and he was coaching in the NFL with the Rams. But he said, okay, I get recommended for the job. He said, I could never coach. I'm from Inglewood, California. I don't know a damn thing about Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But he said, man, you get there. Back then, he said, it was really hard times, economic times. And if you watch the movie Invincible, it sort of sets that up for you. It was really difficult. So he says, the day before our opener that year, I'm walking to the offices and I get robbed. It's a guy had a windbreaker on. He said he had a gun and he just said, hey, give me your money. He said, I don't know why I remember this, Mike, but he said I had $23 on me. 23. So he said, I gave him the 23 bucks and he took off. He said, so this was a couple weeks into the season. He said, I think it was like late October that we would have a night that we would go and visit Dick Vermeil, who had just left UCLA and was the coach of the Eagles. And he would have this film deal with the college and high school coaches. He'd go over things with you. And he said, you know, Coach Vermeil and I, we get started talking. And, you know, Dick was from the California area. So he said one thing led to another. I turn around, there's nobody left in the room. So he said, I'm walking back to my vehicle. Sure enough, same guy. But he said he's got a different jacket. So he walks up to him. You know, he's going to rob him again. He's like, man, you look familiar to me. He's like, yeah, you robbed me. He said, a couple of weeks ago. He said, well, what do you do for a living? He said, I coach at Temple. So he said, what you doing at the Eagles headquarters? He said, every week we have like a little study of film with Coach Vermeil. He said, man, I was sitting in the stands. The Eagles are the worst team in the NFL. Why are you coming here to try to learn football from Dick Vermeil? He's terrible. So he went on and on and on till finally he said he's shaking his head the entire time. I'm trying to explain to him he's a great coach at UCLA and all this and that. He's shaking his head the entire way. He's like, hold on a second. He said he pulls his hand out of the jacket, puts it in his pocket. He said, how much money did I rob you of? He said, $23. He pulls out a $10 bill. He gives it to him. He says, look, so I want you to take it. He said, because you're not going to last long at Temple. If you taking coaching tips from Dick Vermeil, he said, you're going to get fired real quick. He said, Mike, he gave me the $10 bill, and he took off. And he was like, you know, okay, I'd never been robbed other than until I got to Philly. But he said, I was robbed by the same guy twice. He took 23 from me, and then he gave me back 10. So he said, and if you listen to Joe, you're so deadpanned about everything. You know, that was a real story. So tell us a little bit about the makeup of this Temple football team.
That's an outstanding story. That's the nicest thief I've ever heard. yeah, you know, this bunch, man, they're probably what I think is maybe the most improved team in our league from a year ago. They're much more detailed, it looks like. They're very disciplined. They're playing the game in a complimentary fashion. They're playing really good football. I got a lot of respect for this outfit. We're going to play on the road, and, it'll be a challenging road game for us. But I like the way they're playing. They've only turned the football over two times all year. They throw one interception, and they've lost one fumble. And, like, that's absurd for 10 games. And so I think they're finding ways and little things like that to create advantages to give themselves an opportunity to win games. And they've been in a lot of games. You know, even in two of their losses, they lost the Army by a point, and they lost the Navy by a point. And so they're playing good football. I think they're competitive as heck. I think they do a nice job coaching them. And I think they got some good players. I think they've reloaded this roster well. And the quarterback really sticks out. He's a quality football player, makes good decisions. Anytime you, like I said, he's got 22 touchdowns and one interception on the year. And so this is going to be a game where we have to go play clean to win.
Coach, just good luck this coming Saturday, but just watch out for them dudes that wear them windbreakers.
I'll make sure I have my police escort with me.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Y'all be good. Roll away.
That was our Tulane Tuesday segment with head coach John Sumrall, and is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.